Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling up my file here. Can I start off with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Yes, 2511-4201-0000-6591.
91, perfect. Give me one moment while I enter this in. Sorry, the computer is being a little slow. Perfect. That's loading up here. And who am I speaking with today?
This is Omar, last name Sharif.
Perfect. And Omar, we did just switch over phone systems. What's a good number to give you a call back if the case, the phone drops?
281-610-5424.
Perfect. And, you know, 1 second here. And so it looks like you're interested in some of our capital and equipment programs. Just need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on file, and then I can answer any questions, pull you in the right direction. Sound okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, and the legal name of the business is that OCS Services of Texas, LLC?
Correct.
Is that your DBA name as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And the structure of the business is an LLC, assuming?
Correct.
And can you please confirm the address?
The address is 5442 Schumacher Lane, Houston, Texas, 77056.
Perfect. And Omar, are you 100% owner?
Yes.
And one last one. How long have you been in business for?
I started the company almost 2011, almost what, 5 years.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Omar, tell me a little bit about your goals and, you know, what projects you're looking at, and I can, you know, definitely help you out here.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is, you know, I am in consulting and hospitality business. I have a consulting that I do, and then I have a hospitality where I have one of my own property that is in being a used as an Airbnb property. I'm into a land. I'm into a event planning business.
Mm-hmm.
Event hosting business. So I need a couple of upgrades. I need to add a few things to the property, and also I need to purchase a really neat idea, like a bus for people to be picked up at different hotels and airports.
Okay. So mostly what I'm getting at is equipment.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of equipment and upgrade and installation of a little bit like a rooftop bar.
Okay.
I'm looking for a rooftop deck bar that we're going to be installing to upgrade the event
property.
Place.
Wow, very interesting. How'd you get involved in this, Omar? Was it a family business? Or?
No, actually what happened was this is the property I built in a very, very hot market area in Houston, Texas. I don't know where I'm calling. I don't know if you're
San Diego.
Houston or?
No, San Diego. Yeah, but I know Houston and Austin are pretty the hot spots for business right now.
Hot spots. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is in a very, very posh area. It was a like a standalone. It was a property that I actually built for me, but it was like turned out to be a very hip location, and everything is commercial around me. And this was built on a commercial lot anyway. So I have. 3 years ago, we turned this into, you heard the company Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came in with an idea and we listed on it. And all of a sudden, this is not something like we don't give a room or anything. We give the entire property. It's like an event. So I'm start hosting like small business parties, business birthday parties, and event planning and people coming for businesses.
So that's awesome.
They start coming in, and believe it or not, this is the number one property in Houston on Airbnb. As
no way.
Yes.
Wow. How long has that been for?
This is our full third year going on. We started in end of 2013. We posted it. So 2014 was a full year. 15 was a full year. 14 we did $89,000, and 15 we did $94,000. And this year, I mean, we going to be close to over 100 in just alone. Beside, I do a consulting jobs on site, which brings another $36,000-$34,000 for me.
Okay.
So I'll say, yeah, this is a basically, right now, is, I mean, as you know, the next Super Bowl is here in Houston in 2017.
Oh, really? Okay.
And we have three parties fighting for it. We have a $40,000, $60,000, and $80,000 offer for the 6-day weekend. And we have celebrities come over at this place, so you can imagine it. So
wow, man.
We have a Jennifer Lopez. People are asking for us. They're in the loop on this
one.
Wow. So that,
think you can hook it up with some invitations or...
No, I mean, they want to keep it everything hush hush. They will not even know.
Yeah, of course, man.
Of course, definitely, we will definitely gonna definitely meet her if she ever ended up there. You never know, but it is a really super, a really cool property. I mean, I have been adding and adding and adding. So just to prepare for the Super Bowl and everything, so we have a little parking lot. I mean, I even provide parking space. That's one thing is attract everybody, because it's a private parking in an area where there's no parking spaces available. So you can park about 15 vehicles on it.
Oh, really? So what I'm getting at, this is not like in, you know, the middle of the woods. It's in like a neighborhood, like right in the middle of Houston.
It's in a 5 minutes from downtown Houston. It's in the nightlife. It's in the River Oak area. I don't know if this will be... it's like the River Oak is the bread and... I mean, it's the most expensive living space in Houston, Texas. If you look at the River Oak area, Houston, you can find out. There's nothing less than $1 million in property-wise.
Wow. Did you put all your money into this property? Are you currently on a mortgage right now for it, or...
Yeah. I mean, I bought it at a very good location. I bought a lot, and I built it myself. So you can imagine. So I'm a builder also.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a small builder, so I build it myself, and eventually, yes, I have a mortgage on this property. But it's a small, you know, it's like the property value is like last time I did a refinance on it was $830,000 it got appraised for. So, but I didn't take a jumbo loan, so I just took a regular 417. And the lot is a $500,000 lot that I have an offer on it, but the next door lot, but which I have not sold it. I mean, we can't. I just keep it with it, and that is...
Yeah, just build it up, make it even bigger.
Exactly.
Prices are only going up, you know.
That is, this is, if I tell you the West Gray area in Houston, this is where the next move, if you look at it, it's nothing but those 6-7-story high rises, high-end living is coming in that entire area. The land in that area is selling just for $150, $140 per square foot. So
really?
You can just imagine, yeah, just the land alone.
My corner lot,
I mean, I have been offered almost like, $90 per square foot, but no, I'm not going to give that.
Mm-mm.
So we have a plan to build another two of the similar properties on the next two lots. I mean, it's a small lot, but I mean, you can take it all the way up in the air. So that's the plan. But that's until this thing is really kicks in a couple of more, but about the end of the year, 2017, middle of the 2017 is the plan to erect two more structure on the next door and have a parking lot underneath.
Wow, very, very interesting. So you definitely got some plans on the horizon here as far as expansion.
Yes,
can tell you definitely
exactly.
Think about this a lot.
Oh man, I've been planning for. We've been doing this for. I built this in 2009-10, but instead of renting it to, so I can rent it to somebody. I was gonna move in there because
yeah. Where's the fun
property.
In that though?
Oh, no. I mean, if I rent it on a monthly, it will bring about $5,000 rent. But like say, we are taking, you know, average of $8,000-$9,000 a month. But this one
doubling
mega big. Yeah, I mean, like I say, you can imagine if we can land that 80 grand deal for the 6 days, just imagine that's just 1 6 days. And the rest is, you know, is history. And it's becoming more and more popular now, you know. It's almost 5,000 square foot facility with an amazing rooftop deck that overlooks the skyline of the Houston downtown.
That's where you want to put this bar?
Yes, that's where the upstairs bar is going to be. It's going to be outdoor kitchen. I'm going to be fully,
wow.
Right now it's like a grill, but it's going to be an outdoor kitchen. I'm going to tear down the shed that is right there, but I'm going to make a permanent, really nice glass top coverage shed on top. So, I mean, I have the whole plans and, you know, and turn into like a more of a commercial, you know.
Establishment,
I mean,
like a real business.
Right. It is real business. I'm even thinking of putting an elevator in it. It's just going to be, that's a 60 grand cost right there because it's a fourth level. It's four levels. So, I mean, I can do it only in stages, you know, only when I get the cabin. Last time I upgraded on the building parking lot, I spent $89,000.
I see on your file that you did do some working capital loans in the past. Do you remember who you worked with?
I worked with, it was a lending, what they call?
Lending.
I don't
club.
Know if they sold the loan or something, but it's somebody, I did it like about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a loan for working capital for about 100, and you know it was unsecured, nothing, a 7-year deal thing for me, very nice.
Unsecured?
Unsecured. There was no unsecured loan.
Perfect.
For 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah. Yes, it was a 7-year deal.
Wow. Are you still making payments on that? Obviously.
Yes, I am. I am making payments on it, you know, and it pays itself. We built enough out of it where this parking lot got finished and everything.
Is that, what was it, 100K? I'm sorry, I didn't hear before.
150K. Okay. Yeah, but it's down to, I think, less than 120 left on it. I think it's like 115 left on it.
Okay. Do you make in monthly payments or your weekly,
yeah,
daily?
Monthly payments. Monthly payments.
Wow.
It's a 7-year fixed monthly payment.
Do you know what your payments are?
It's $2,545 and some change. $2,545 some change.
All right. Yeah, I'd just like to get the previous information. What did you use that for? You said, like, build out the parking lot with that? Did
parking
just
lot.
General.
Right. Parking lot, because I had to excavate it. We had to do a land survey. I mean, it cost me a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. But like you said, it turned into a major asset for the property, right?
Oh, believe me. Oh, gosh. You know, we have small gathering just because of that. Otherwise, I mean, people are renting on Airbnb. You can go rent a house, but where are you gonna have it? But this is like a commercial thing where people can bring in, like, 30-40 people comes in, and if they bring like 20 cars, 3-4 in front of the house and 15 on the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's secure. It makes a difference, because remember, this is this inner city. In inner city, where would you park, you know?
Yeah, no, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to do something similar here with the bar? You're hoping, you know, you are going to take out a working capital loan, but
right.
You know, it's going to work out because the return you're going to get on this bar is going to be very significant.
Right now, I built a bar in the garage last time. It's on the first floor. Not the thing is, the girls go up all the way to the rooftop. Believe me, on high heels, climbing down four flights of stairs is a challenge. That's why I keep telling the girls that come in, I say, you better be in shape, because you're going to go from a first floor level to all the way to the fourth floor where all the outdoor activity happens.
Mm-hmm.
So that will change completely, you know. It will help us out. Need to get a couple of commercial coolers installed, and you know, some plumbing work needs to be done, and then of course a full-fledged bar will be put up there, so they can serve right on the top, so they don't have to make these trips. You know, even though, you know, they are very good at it, but you know, I don't want somebody falling down. And
it hasn't
happened in 3 years. You
know? Is that a liability on your end, or is Airbnb?
No.
How does that work?
We don't. When we give out the property, we have to completely, these are there. We are not providing any of the services.
Do you provide bartenders, or is that all on them too?
No, that's on them. On them.
So you're just the property, just the location.
I'm the property, and if they ask for services, we have contractors. I have contractors.
Okay.
You want tables, you want chairs, you want extra this, you want a chandeliers installed here, you want a DJ. I'm in service business, so you want DJ,
you have those connections, yeah.
I have those people where I tell them, hey, this is what's going to cost you, and this, you know, and I have a little commission on the side for me.
Yeah, of course.
Everything that goes in there, I get a 15% of it from these people, whatever they do. So if they rented a 30 people event, we have events, we have a cooking things that we have done it, where they hosted a very high-end cooks came in from like this restaurant, and then we invited people, and then invited, you know, we did a sit-in four-course or five-course meal for them. And they can ask, they can question it. I mean, we sell the ticket for $100 a piece. It was sold within one day for 40 people. So that was $4,000. And I mean, can you imagine? It was just like that. So now people are asking, when you guys.
And you made like $600 off the top of that? Nice.
From that one, we took 50%.
Okay, good.
That was a 50% deal. I got about $1,500. Some of the expenses was cleaning and all that. So I took a $1,500, and the cooks, the chefs took 20, half of them. So because they brought their supplies and everything, they wanted to just promote themselves to see how this. These are new ideas. These are new generation ideas.
Yeah, it seems like you're having pretty upscale clientele there, and by them just, you know, having the privilege to present themselves and their craft and product, you know, it's definitely beneficial.
Exactly,
to them.
Exactly. That's exactly what we did. And I mean, that's what we are actually going to planning for twice a month, fixed date, that is going to be a Taste of Texas. We call them, I think it's a Taste of Texas or something. I think we named it. So Ace of Taste. That's what we called it. It's called Ace of Taste. We have about 2-3 chefs come in from these very high-end restaurants. They will come and they do their cooking.
Do a showcase, wine, things like that.
Yes. You heard of Don Julio?
Don Julio Tequila?
Well, he did his promotion at our place.
No way. Wow, okay. So you
do
pretty upscale.
Yeah, he did a promotion of Don Julio. I mean, it was just amazing. We had about 80 to 90 people in that day. Can you imagine it?
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the capacity limit on your property? Do you have one?
We don't really have capacity, but we have hosted event as high as there was one guy who came in and threw it. He brought in about 100 people. It was a some kind of sporting event was going on, so he did there was a fashion thing he did it. I'm sorry. A fashion thing that he did it. So about 100, but we try to limit it to 1,500 because it's more manageable in the neighborhood, in the area. Because we don't want, you know, we had to get a valet, parking people come in. So they had these.
Have you ever had any pushback from the neighborhood? I know that sometimes the Airbnb, I know just from living in San Diego by the beach, there's all sorts of signs that say, like, keep our Airbnb out because, you know, the neighbors, the community, they don't want people coming there and partying for a week and then leaving. Like, they don't care. They don't respect it.
The thing is, this is in a non-restricted, non-zoning area. It's a commercial property.
Okay.
And I don't have any neighbors around me. One side
of
my
perfect,
lot,
man.
And the front of me is a business anyway, and we never had any. thing. There's a little old geek lady who always complains sometimes. Anybody even go walk in front of her house, she complains. But, you know, police
what
has been
do?
Known
yeah.
to that. And they say, you know what, ignore her as long you guys just do whatever you have to. She cannot stop you or anything. She's just an old geek. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
She's actually sick. Other than that, I mean, but we never had any issues.
Do you have a quote as far as what it's going to cost you for the bar? Like what, you know, ideally, what are your goals for as far as the working capital
is
concerned?
I think we looked at the thing was the bar costing me, I did the budget for it. It was close to between $30,000 worth of things that I will need up on the roof. And we need to add a couple of a commercial ice maker thing and all that in the downstairs and we need a commercial the wine cooler, the big wine bar thing, and those two alone are about $12,000
12 each
no together $12,000.
Okay, for the commercial coolers,
two commercial coolers, one cooler and one ice maker. We want a 500 pound ice maker. Because, you know, they've been buying, you know, ice, a whole bunch of ice. So
on the bag, by the bag, man, or?
By the bag, yes. by the bag.
Oh, man, that's got to be a hassle.
We have a very nice freezer and everything. It works very good. But when you got, you know, 40 people coming in.
That's not
going
to cut it, man. You can do a lot of trips.
Exactly. So we have, we fill out about 3 chests of ice for them. So that's what they do.
Perfect. So in total, about $42,000 worth of working capital would be pretty good for you?
At this point, about 42 there, and then I need something around the I need to fence that. There's a gate I need to put in. I need to secure that parking place. That quote is about $6,200 for the wrought iron fence and gate, so we can secure the area for them, because if they park, I mean, we have very expensive vehicle coming to our properties.
Yeah, I'm sure. You get some, you ever get a Bentley or anything crazy like that? Or?
Oh, I did. Believe it or not.
Really?
I've seen a Bentley, Maserati, and you name any other Italian car that you can have it in parking lot park. Yeah, had a Benz part and two Benz part at one time, and I was like, wow. I mean, when people do show up, then they do show up. But
wow.
A lot of people come in, and these executives, they come in with these, I don't know, even they rent some very high end cars. I've seen that, so it's amazing.
Wow. Okay. As far as the working capital, anything else on your shopping list as, you know, just additions like
well,
that?
Well, this is that. Then, you know, I have a list and list goes on. I do want to, upgrade a few of the items, buy some, some of the commercial, you know, like those, the one that goes into kitchen appliances that goes in the kitchen as a commercial basis.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a margarita machine. I was thinking of putting that in for them.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that'd be a nice addition.
Oh,
so just a bunch of little extra things. But as far as top priority, say, you know, you only had $50,000, it would be the roof bar, the commercial coolers, and, you know, the
commercial
gate.
Commercial cooler, the roof bar. Yes, basically, we're going to build a bar. It's between $30,000 to $35,000. Cost in there, a few appliances and all that. I mean, initial budget was like, you know, do whatever you want to do under 50.
Okay, we'll try and keep it around there.
Right.
As far as, you know, what could be an option, which is nice, the commercial wine coolers and ice maker, that might be able to, again, this is going to be, I'd have to verify this with underwriting, but that might actually fall under the equipment financing type of deal, which is a lot more beneficial for you just because the terms are longer on secured equipment, you know, things like that. And it's also, you know, the payments are on a monthly basis. It's just a like a car loan. It's a little bit cheaper than unsecured cash, I'm sure. What, do you remember what your rate was for the unsecured that you got for the 7-year term?
I got it for the 7-year term.
Like, what are you paying back on that $150?
I think it was 7.99, almost 8%.
APR?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what your cost of funds were? Like, if you borrowed $150, what are you paying back at the end? Did you ever do those numbers?
I looked at the numbers. There was another initial about $2,300 worth of charges came in for setting up this loan. And now those are the only charges that I gave. And other than that, there was nothing other than that.
No, I'm saying if you're doing 8% APR for 7 years, that's quite a long time. Just that 8% over and over. What did you ever do the math of what, you know, your final cost would be?
Yeah, I'm gonna be ended up paying about $50,000 and 52,000 if I did the numbers, if I total up the payments and all that.
About 200,000 total payback.
Right. 200,000 was the payback. It's going to be $200,000 payback. Almost 200.
Perfect.
It was a little bit over 200, if I'm not mistaken. I think like two something, I remember.
Probably around. Yeah, okay.
I'd say about $55,000, I think so, easily.
Yeah, well, that's just what you end up paying, man, on the unsecured end. But it's what you, it's peace of mind, so that's always nice.
Now, question is, you know, can we secure this loan with this property? You know, like we can have a second lien on the thing. Is that I can secure that? I have the two separate lots that are, I personally own them. It's under me. Nobody else. This has a small loan on it. Can that be considered as a secured?
We can secure against equipment. Do you own any equipment currently or anything like of that nature besides real estate in this business name?
No, other than my vehicles. I don't know if vehicles are not equipment or not.
No, they are. We can secure against title. Vehicles. Are those personal or under the business name?
Under the personal. There's. We have one bus that is under the business name.
Okay, and would you be, you're also looking to get a new bus, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so let's, we'll finish up with working capital, then move on to there. So, ideally here, what, if you get you 50K, what kind of terms were you looking at as far as length, you know, in a perfect world?
In a perfect world would be about 5 years, I think. I don't want to stretch it too far.
These are a little bit shorter term than that.
Three years will be good enough, I guess.
What about, you know, are you totally open to maybe an 18th month term? Or is that way, way too short?
18 months will be cutting on, depending on, you know, how expensive. I'm sure, these are, how expensive, first of all, what kind of rates I'm looking at it? Because if it's expensive, I would not.
It's very similar. It's very, very similar to what you took out before as in terms of total payback. It's just a lot shorter term, which is why some people tend to feel like the interest rate is higher. But if you ever look at the cost of funds, it's very, it's almost identical to what you've taken out before on the 7-year term. It's just like they like to put that 7-year term so then they can turn around, even though they're charging you, you know, a 30% cost of funds. They turn around and tell you, well, over 7 years, that's only 7.99% APR. You understand me? So it's a very small number, but we like to.
What's your name?
Pete. Pete. Yeah.
I have I have an obligation at about 4:45. Can we?
We'll wrap this up real quick. Later?
Okay. Go ahead.
So as far as the equipment financing for like the bus, do you have a quote on that as well?
Not yet.
Ballpark figure.
15 to 20. Are we going to use a used one?
Perfect, perfect. All right, so what's a good email for me to email you what I'm going to need as far as getting an approval?
It's Omar Sharif, my full name.
How do you spell Sharif? S-H...
S-H-A-R-I-F is in French.
H-A-R-I-F at Yahoo?
One two three at Yahoo.com.
Perfect. Now, just to recap, we're gonna shoot for around $50,000 in the working capital. But if I can get those commercial wine coolers onto the equipment deal, we're just looking at around 35 to 40, just as a recap. And then for the equipment financing, it's a $15,000 to $20,000 bust that you're looking at. No quote yet. And for a term, what would you look for? 36, 48, or 60 months?
Well, I will go for at least 48 months is good time for me. 48 months is good.
48 or 60 is good?
Right. 48, 60 is good. You know, I want to make sure that I don't get stressed out right away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It'll help on cash flow. Perfect. So we're going to shoot for that as far as the bus, and then we're really going to shoot for as much working capital as we can get you, and then work backwards and see, you know, what makes sense for you. And again, this is, you know, this is really just to see what your options are for that. When do you think you can get this back to me?
I can get back to you on sometime Monday afternoon.
Monday. Yeah, it's very short. It's like an application, a bank statement, things like that.
Yeah, give me the, let me, and also I want to see, you know, what kind of terms we'll be looking at it. So, you know, before we, you know, proceed. So send me an email. Let me talk to this meeting guys are here.
How's your credit, by the way? I really didn't ask you that.
Personal credit is above 700, I guess. You can say that. I'm leveraged quite well, but I do have income for everything. So,
Have you looked into financing with the bank at all, or?
Not yet. I have not even looked at it yet.
Any reason or?
Oh no.
No.
I just saw this thing. I thought maybe you might be cheaper.
No, we definitely were faster than them for sure. As far as cost of funds, it's going to be very similar to the other working capital you did. You really don't remember who you worked with, just like a guess?
I can't remember. This is like almost, it's going to be, November is going to be 2 years, so I can't remember who was it. But I have emails and everything. I have everything.
Okay, perfect. Send me that as well, just so we can take a look at who you're dealing with before.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Yeah, we'll circle back on Monday. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds good, Faith. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.